Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We encourage you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We also encourage you to watch our TV program that begins right at the end of this radio broadcast at 8 a.m. on public access television on channel number 6 from 8 to 8:30, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please take a look and listen. We hope that you'll be edified and that it might be a good way of you to learn more about God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We encourage you to come and worship with us at every opportunity you have. You will always be warmly received. We are examining why we believe certain things. And so this morning we want to ask the question, why we believe that it makes a difference what one believes. A very popular concept today is that it makes no difference what one believes in religion. We hear our religious friends say things like, faith alone will save, just believe in the Lord. Many others say, sincerity is all that matters. Thus, it makes no difference what one believes, we are told. We are encouraged to join the church of our choice. After all, one faith is as good as another. That is the thought that's very prevalent. Good moral people are sometimes equated with being Christians, no matter what they believe, no matter what they practice religiously. All of this says that most of our religious friends think it really doesn't matter what you believe or practice in religion. This concept is one of the greatest obstacles in teaching to others the gospel. When we invite someone who believes it makes no difference what one believes, he or she will not be really interested in going to services with us. When we try to set up a Bible study with our friends, they likely will decline, because to them, what difference does it really make? It does not make any difference what one believes. There is no need to study the questions and issues that divide the religious world at large today. Those issues become trivial matters, and in the minds of many they are. Questions about baptism, the Godhead, the one church, the true worship, instrumental music, the operation of the Holy Spirit, and the work and the organization of the church are all like questions where Cain got his wife. In spite of their lack of understanding, those who are deceived by this concept are made to feel comfortable no matter what they believe, no matter what they practice. Since it does not make any difference, why should different beliefs and practices concern them? If those who think this way already have a church they go to, they do not see the need to go to another. Thus, when you invite them to visit with you or attend a gospel meeting, they may politely say thank you, saying they already go to such and such a church. Since one church is as good as another, as they claim, they need another church about like a man needs another new car. This concept is one of the devil's most effective tools in keeping people out of Christ. As long as one has the concept that it does not make any difference what one believes, the gospel cannot get through that barrier to penetrate the heart of the believer. Several reasons can be given as to why we believe it makes a difference what one believes. Number one, we believe there is an objective standard. Objective versus subjective standards. A subjective standard varies from person to person. When one person appeals to what I think or how I feel, or what their family believes or did, is using a subjective standard. The same is true when using their preacher or what some book of men written by men say. The objective standard is fixed, and it's the same for everyone. The Bible, the Word of God, is the objective standard that we have in religion. All of the following are descriptions of that standard. We must abide by what is written in the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 4:13. They are the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. The commandments of our Lord, 1 Corinthians 14:37. They are the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. They are the inspired scripture that lead us to all good works, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And they were the word chosen by the Holy Spirit who revealed the mind of God, 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 13. If there is an objective fixed standard, then it makes a difference what one believes. The principle also works in reverse. If It makes a difference when one believes, then there must be an objective standard for one to follow. Let's consider a parallel. Suppose you are building a new house and a friend offers to do the wiring for free. You wonder if it really makes any difference how you wire the house. Suppose the standard he wants to use is what he thinks, how he feels, or what some electrician has told him. Or what if he says he would wire it like his dad wired his house or a neighbor has done his house? In all of this, he is using a subjective standard, for it varies from person to person. Yet, when you discover that there is a national electric code, an objective standard, you understand that it makes a difference what one believes. You can't just wire it in any way you want. You have to meet the objective standard. We understand that in building. Every contractor understands that. There is one faith. The Bible speaks of one faith, not multiplicity of faiths. Paul wrote, "There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all." Ephesians 4:4-6. One faith means only one faith. When the same text says one spirit, does that mean that there's one spirit or that there could be many spirits? When the text says one Lord, does that mean that there's more than one Lord and one Savior, or could there be many Saviors? Or when it says there is one God, does that mean that there is only one God or that there could be many gods? The conclusion we draw about each of these must be the same concerning the one faith. There is no such thing as my faith, your faith, or different faiths. Those terms did not originate in the Bible. It is possible to believe a lie and be lost. The young prophet believed the lie and was punished in 1 Kings 13. God gave him three simple rules. They were this: you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. He said that in verse 9. He clearly understood, for he explained it to the king in verse 9, and to the old prophet who followed him in verse 16 and 17 of our text. However, the old prophet said that God had told him to bring him back to your house, and that he may eat and drink water. The text also says, but he lied to him in verse 18. We know that it was a lie for the two reasons. First, the text says it was a lie. Second, it was the exact opposite of the truth that he had stated earlier. Did it make a difference which of these he believed and followed? He believed the old prophet's lie and went back with him, ate bread and drank water in verse 19, and because he was disobedient to God, God caused a lion to kill him in verse 20 through 34. Also, in verses 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10 through 12, we can believe a lie and perish. Note the contrast in this passage between those who believe a lie and those who believe the truth. Those who believe the truth in verse 12 love the truth, and in verse 10 will be saved by the truth. However, those who are deceived and misled in verse 10 are deluded and deceived in verse 11, and they believe a lie in verse 11, and they will perish according to verse 10, and they will be condemned in verse 12. Thus, it makes a difference if one believes. In this text, they are lost not just because they believe the lie, but because they did not love the truth. God sent them strong delusion. He allowed them to believe the lie because they didn't love the truth. One can be religiously wrong. Cain's offering was not accepted by God. Genesis 4:3-5. The text says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of the flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Both Cain and Abel brought an offering before God. Cain brought from the fruit of the ground. Abel gave the firstborn of his flock. They both were religious. They both were attempting to worship God. Yet the Lord respected Abel's sacrifice, but did not respect Cain's. What was the difference? The Hebrew writer said, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Abel offered was by faith, thus Cain's was not. Since faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17, we conclude that Abel's offering was not according to God's word, Abel's offering was according to God's word, but Cain's was not. Nadab and Abihu sacrifice did not please God. The text says in Leviticus 10, 1 and 2, then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer, put fire in it, put incense on it, offered profane fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Though they were religious, and though they were attempting to serve God in their priestly garments, their sacrifices were not accepted. They offered profane fire, unauthorized fire, which God had not commanded. Thus God caused the fire to devour them. If one can be religious and be wrong, then it makes a difference with what one believes. And last of all, it's an absurd consequence. We believe it makes a difference when one believes in religion because of the absurd consequences of thinking otherwise. If it makes no difference what one believes, then the following could be true. Directly opposing doctrines and practices are equal. That would mean that the doctrine that says Jesus is the Son of God and the doctrine that says he's not the Son of God would be equal. This would mean the doctrine that says a Christian can fall from grace and the doctrine that says once saved, always saved are equal. The same is true with every doctrine that contradicts another doctrine. We can do anything we want in religion. If we can't, then it must make a difference what one believes and practices. But if it doesn't make any difference what one believes or practices, then we can do absolutely anything we want to do. And that's exactly what most people are doing. It doesn't matter what one believes or not. If it doesn't make a difference what we believe, it doesn't make a difference if we believe at all. If one says, oh no, you have to believe in God, in Christ, and in the Bible, then it makes a difference what one believes. If it doesn't make any difference what one believes, then the Bible doesn't make any difference. To say it makes no difference what one believes is to say that one doesn't have to believe the Bible. If that is true, what the Bible says is unimportant. That would mean that what God says is unimportant. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply blasphemy. That's foolishness. It does make a difference what one believes. For all of these reasons, and perhaps many more that we could add, we conclude it makes a difference with what one believes. Since the truth, and to know the truth sets us free, John 8:32, since this is true, we need to study and examine what we're taught, as the Bereans did in Acts 17, verse 11, to search the scriptures daily. Since this is the case, we need to prepare ourselves to tell others why we believe. In 1 Peter 3:15, it says to be ready to give an answer to anyone that asks of the hope that lies within you. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason that it makes a difference in what one believes is because the Bible makes a difference. God left us a standard, an objective standard that is fixed, one that we can go to and know how to organize the church, how to worship in the church, what truth to teach in the church, how to gain entrance into the church, how to use the money in the Lord's treasury, and how to live a life that would be godly and acceptable to God. All those instructions are contained in God's Word. If it makes no difference what one believes, then one can be anything he wants to be, morally or religiously, and we could not question it because it really doesn't make a difference what one believes. Sadly, that's the devil's lie, and to believe such a lie will cost you your soul in eternity. Read the Bible. It makes a difference which what one believes. Thank you for listening today. We encourage you to listen to our TV program that begins at 8 o'clock on channel number 6. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and come see us.